السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ولقد سبقت كلمتنا لعبادنا المرسلين إنهم لهم المنصورون وإنا جندنا لهم الغالبون
اس کا ترجمہ ہے
حضور سیز دی ٹرانسلیشن آف دی ورس آئی ہیو ریسائٹڈ از دیٹ اور ورڈکٹ ہیز پاسڈ اباؤٹ اور پیپل دیٹ دے آر دا ونس who will be helped and our army is bound to succeed. Before going on my tour, in the sermon before I went on tour, I was talking about Nasir and Nasir attribute of God. And I was mentioning that by helping his messengers, he changes their fear into peace and shows the sights of his help and his support. And the climax of this help, support, we see in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the life of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, there are untold incidents where we see on each and every step help and support from God. In this sermon, I had mentioned some incidents about the migration and how Allah has helped him at every step, and I had put before you the verses of the Holy Quran and had briefly explained them in the words of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. As I said, that the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is filled with the incidents of Allah's help and support. It is not possible to mention all of them but I will put some before you in the light of some reports that we have received, which show that how through the army of angels Allah had continuously helped the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and supported him. We see in the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the enemy at all time, after he claimed to be the Prophet, the enemy tried to harm him. As it has been the custom with all the prophets, that the adversaries try that right in the beginning they should harm the prophet or his community and destroy them and annihilate them, or create such a situation which people which can produce a thought of falsehood of the claim of the Prophet. And the greatest effort in this was made in the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. They unleashed atrocities on his believer, those who believed him, and unleashed on him, and he was boycotted socially, as a result of which the member of his family and his community, those who believed in him, they had to go and live in Shab-e Abi Talib place, and they lived there in this boycott for 3 years. They had no provision there, and after a while, because of hunger and thirst, they had to suffer all the pangs of hunger and of thirst, even the children and the elderly people. The children were most restless with their hunger and their thirst. The situation was that one of the companions ate something which felt soft under his feet, and he said, till today I don't know what I ate. In any case, after 3 years, Allah had made such an arrangement that the contract which was drawn of boycott, that is the tribe by the tribes of the Quraysh, and as a result of which, together with his family, his community, had to live in Shab-e Abi Talib. And this contract was hung on the wall of Kaaba, so that a member of every tribe come to know of it, and no one should break this contract or go against it. Once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his uncle Abu Talib that Allah has told me that the contract which was hung on the wall of Kaaba, it has been eaten up by insects, and only the name of God remains on it. So Abu Talib visited Khana Kaaba when there were leaders of Quraysh sitting there, and told them that my nephew has told me this news. They said, okay, we just check up. And when they went in to check this, it was exactly in the state which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had described. Those who were of gentle heart, that is the leader of the Quraysh, they said that our hearts were melting, and we wanted this contract to stop, and therefore we should stop this boycott. So this was the help and support of God, as a result of which this contract had ended. And it is true that he and his believers had to pass through some tests and trials, but no one had the strength and power that they should come out of that valley and live a normal life against these great leaders of the crash. It was only the help and support of God that he made this arrangement, and nothing survived of this contract. And therefore, in some heart, there were some feelings of fear and also of kindness. And this is the promise of Allah, that those who sent as his messengers, Allah sends the winds of support and help and make them see such miracles. But they do suffer on the way, but eventually it is only the people and the group of God who succeed. And as a result of this promise, and as a result of putting his trust in God, the messengers and his community also convey this message further and adhere strictly to that message. And despite of tolerating the hardship and suffering, they do not step back. And they never have any fear of other than Allah in their heart. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the leader of all the prophets and Khatmul Anbiya, he also suffered difficulties. There were many such occasions which were very hard suffering and difficulties. But Allah also showed exceptional sights of his help and support. Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam that there are such five incidents in his life which are extraordinary. And without the support and help of Allah, one could not come out of them. In this connection, promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, I will put in his words. He says, you should remember that five such occasions were faced in the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which were most difficult, where it was difficult to survive and live. And if the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not the true messenger of Allah, he would definitely have been destroyed. First was the situation when the unbelievers surrounded his house and had said on oath that we will certainly kill him. And the second was the occasion when the unbelievers with a great crowd had reached him, where in the mouth of the cave where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was hiding with his companion Hazrat Abu Bakr. And the fourth was the occasion that in a battle when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood alone and the unbelievers had surrounded him and had wielded their swords, but no harm was inflicted on him. And the other occasion was when a Jewish lady had given him poison in the food, and that was a very strong poison. Fifth was occasion that when the Persian king had decided to arrest him and sent his soldiers to arrest him, so it is clearly indicated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to come out of all these dangerous situations and to prevail over these enemies eventually, is a great proof for the fact that he was true and Allah was backing him. After a while, when he came out of the imprisonment of Shabi Abi Talib, Hazrat Khadija and Hazrat Abu Talib died. And these two personalities respected by the Quraysh of Makkah because of Abu Talib. And Hazrat Khadija was a rich lady and had much influence. So after their death, Quraysh had now resolved that we will now have to kill the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in any case. Now we cannot bear it anymore. So all the leaders joined together and decided that we, all of us, that the leader of Quraysh, we will join in killing him so that Bani Hashim, the tribe of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, could not take any step towards revenge. And they will not be able to fight all the leaders of Quraysh. So the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to know of their conspiracy, and with the command of Allah he decided to migrate. Mentioning this conspiracy of killing the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Promised Messiah Alayhi Salatu Wasallam said that this was a very hard situation. When the Quraysh had surrounded his house, all the leaders of the Quraysh had were standing there with drawn swords. But these fools did not know that the conspiracy under which helping each other so that no one tribe is blamed. The messenger they want to kill, Allah does support and help him more than anyone else. There are scores of incidents that had been witnessed by the disbelievers, and they were the witnesses to it, but they still did not have the intelligence. Abu Jahl, who was the leader of this group, had forgotten that a little while earlier, when the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam visited him to restore the right of a trader, what sight he had witnessed, that for his help Allah had sent two mad camels, so that Abu Jahl should not harm the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and attack Abu Jahl. And as a result of that, he immediately accepted his words and paid what was owed to that trader. So when they made this plan, and they were standing outside his door and had surrounded him, then the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were giving instruction to Hazrat Ali that these are the trust with thee of people, you should give it to their owners in the morning and come to me and lie on my bed, and when the disbelievers are looking in, they would think I am still lying there. And he started preparing for migration. He also told Hazrat Ali that the enemy will not be able to harm you in the least. He had this certitude not about himself, but also about those who believed in him, that they are true believers, and since there is going to be a miracle demonstrated by God, and there will be great sights of Allah's help and support. So he said, O Ali, who have believed sincerely in me, you should have no fear, the enemy will not be able to harm you. Then peacefully he went through those enemies. He had no fear that the enemy is standing outside, if they catch me, what will happen. He will have no fear that he will be caught by the enemy, but he was migrating with the permission of Allah, and his heart was filled with this firm faith that Allah himself will protect him. and by helping him at every step, he will safeguard him. And he was also hurt when he was leaving, and he said, "Oh Makkah, I love you more than all other cities, but your people do not let me live in you." So he left Mecca, and Abu Bakr also joined him on the way, which was already planned, and he moved towards Ghar Sur, the cave of Sur. Hazrat Abu Bakr went in and cleaned and tidied the cave, and submitted to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, "Please now come in." Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went in this cave of Sur, and without any fear he put his head on the thigh of Hazrat Abu Bakr and went to sleep. If there was somebody else, he would not have sleepless moments. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had witnessed Allah's support was with him, and he was such firm faith about it that he did not even had a least doubt about it. Then the time which came said that how deep faith he had and how Allah had supported him and helped him. God commanded a spider to knit a web over it, and a dove laid egg in the nest. This help and support of which Allah had made immediate arrangement was an exceptional miracle. When the pursuers reached the mouth of the cave, they saw that the footprints were leading only to this cave, and most of them said, either the earth has swallowed him up, or he is in the cave, or he is gone to the heaven. And the spider has knitted a web, and no question arises that anyone should enter there. And no one even bothered to peep into the cave. And when somebody even said, "Let's look in," and the other rejected it. So the thought in the heart of the disbelievers that they should not enter the cave was as a result of that help of God which he was continuously giving to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were so near the mouth of the cave that Hazrat Abu Bakr and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam Hazrat Abu Bakr was depressed. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tahzan, inna Allaha ma'ana," do not fear, Allah is with us. And this was the second occasion when the enemy had reached him right over his head, but the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had such a deep faith in the support of Allah that he had no care about it. The promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned this second incident, that how Allah supporting him had taken him out of this dreadful situation. Then the third incident which promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has referred to is the battle of Uhud. This is such an occasion that Allah only treats His chosen people, and otherwise the circumstances then were such that no question arose that any worldly man or materialist could come out of it. As a result of mistake by some of the Muslims in that war, the situation turned against them, and the disbelievers mounted an attack. They were all dispersed. There were only a few sacrificing and companions who could sacrifice their life, and there were great attacks of the disbelievers that even these few people could not withstand them. And they used to disperse here and there as a result of those attacks, but the Holy Prophet ﷺ would be left alone. And there was also arrows which were shot at him, and also there were attacked by the swords. And when the companions went here and there, whatever the arrow came to him or sword came to him, but Allah protected him, but he was hit by a stone and he was wounded. But according to the promise of Allah, even such situations, whatever result normally is there, and the enemy who had decided that they should frustrate the Muslims today and defeat them, that defeat them to such an extent that they have no power left and no strength left in them. So whatever conclusion they wanted to see, whatever effort they were making, that they must destroy them, and God forbid they also tried to kill him, and this was frustrated in such circumstances, beside Allah's special help and support, this cannot be the case. The Muslims, as a result of not believing, fully submitting and obeying the Holy Prophet ﷺ, the Muslim had to suffer loss. Whatever result had to be there, it was there. But whatever the final result the unbelievers had wished, Allah did not let that be fulfilled. Then Promised Messiah has also mentioned, and there is also mentioned in the Holy Quran, that in the Battle of Hunain, when people saw their numbers and thought that we are now large number, there was 12,000 soldiers in that army, and who can attack us, they thought. There were new Muslims also joining this army. But there was a weakness of faith among the newcomers. Therefore, a situation arose after the first attack that as though they were going to be defeated. But according to his promise, Allah, as he said, that only my group is victorious, he changed the circumstances in favor of Muslims. Here what Allah wanted to tell them was that your majority or your intelligence or your wisdom or your power will not make you win. Every victory will depend on my support and help. Therefore, always beg support and help from me alone. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood this point full well, and the old companions who were given training by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they also understood, but the newcomers did not understand it fully. In any case, in this battle, as I've just mentioned, that there were some of weak faith. And because immediately after the conquering of Mecca, they had joined Islam, and therefore their faith was not so strong, and they had not had their spiritual training, and some had not believed sincerely. As far as the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned, his situation was always the same, begging support from Allah, and we see the full display of it at the Battle of Badr, how restlessly he was begging support from Allah, till Hazrat Abu Bakr even had to say, "Why are you worried?" Even Allah has the promise that He will always give you help and support. But in any case, in the Hunain battle, there was a weakness of faith. In the beginning, they suffered some harm. And about the Holy Prophet ﷺ, there is a report that in every battle he had such a firm faith in prayer, and despite having full trust in Allah, he never stopped praying and supplicating to God. Whenever he had to go on a battle or a campaign, he always prayed. Hazrat Anas reports that when the Holy Prophet ﷺ would fight, he would pray that, "O Allah, I depend on you, you are my helper and support, and with your help and you, the power that you give me, I am fighting." The Holy Prophet ﷺ always prayed to God, as I just said, that because of some people with weak faith, Muslim had to suffer harm. Allah said, لَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ on various occasions, is عَجَبَتْ كَسْرَتَكُمْ أَلَمْ تَكُمْ. Huzoor has recited the full verse from the Holy Quran that Allah has helped you in many fields, especially during Hunain battle, when your thought of your majority had put a trial on you. And despite being wide, the earth became straightened for you. That the majority of your number, as a result of which a pride that had developed in the mind of those who were newcomers, that we had large number of people, we have many weapons, and therefore we will succeed. At that time, despite winning the first attack, there was a situation developed of defeat, but as always, only Allah's support was of benefit to you. And Allah's promise to the sincere believers that I will always help you, and said that the real victory in the past and in the future is because of my support, and is because of the supplication of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I always grant. And it is the result of this help and support that in this even in the Battle of Hunain, the situation turned, and Muslims eventually gained the victory. And then Allah says, "Sumanzalallahu sakinatahu ala rasulihi wa ala al-mu'minina." وَأَنزَلَ جَنُودًا لَمْ تَرَوْهَا وَعَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ. Then Allah had sent peace on the heart of the Muslims and the Messenger, and sent such armies which they could not see, and He punished the unbelievers, and this is how the unbelievers are always punished. So this victory was as a result of Allah's support, and Allah was creating peace in the mind of them through angels, and was also helping them, which even the enemies could see. Haris had reported that I came to fight the Holy Prophet ﷺ on the Hunain battle, and all his companions ran away, but Hazrat Ibn Abbas, Muttalib, and one other companions had come near me, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ sent a handful of dust to us, and we were defeated. And everyone thought that every tree and every pebble is pursuing the enemy, and which means that even the enemy saw that this, it is not this army of the Muslim that we can see is fighting, there is someone else fighting behind it. It is the help and support of Allah, which through angels is attacking the enemy. They thought that we were thinking that every creation of that place was standing against us. The small particles of dust are against us. Even the trees are fighting against us. So these were the sites of Allah's support that they saw. The fourth incident about which Promised Messiah has mentioned, where there was a evil conspiracy to destroy the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was poisoning him. But Allah did help him and made it obvious, this conspiracy, which is mentioned that the Jewish lady offered him a roasted leg of lamb, and which was poisoned, and they started eating it. The companions started eating it, but when he put a little morsel in his mouth, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to everyone, "Don't eat." And the lady was cold, and she admitted that she had poisoned it. And she said that, "Who has told you?" said the lady. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, pointing to the leg of the lamb, that has told me. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Why did you want to kill me?" She said that if you are the messenger and prophet of God, then you will not suffer any harm from this poison. Allah will protect you. But if you are not, then we will rid of you. And so the effect of this poison as a result of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a human being. It affected him for a while. But Allah had helped him and informed him that there is a poison, and whatever evil consequences there could be, Allah protected him from them. The fifth incident which Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned was also a great incident, that how Allah helped him against the king at the time. This is how it is reported, that Jewish people once had complained against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the king of Kisra, and told them that how he could be harmed. He said, "There is an Arab among Arab. There is a claimant of prophethood, and he is gathering strength, and one day he will fight you." And he was the king commanded the governor of Yemen that I have heard about a person who is claiming to be prophet. You should arrest him and bring him to me. So the governor of the time, according to the command of the king, sent two soldiers and told them that do not be harsh to him. The king is deceived. What power do the Arabs have that they can fight you? He did not know any power that the Islam will gather. So when they reached Medina and visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Why have you come?" And they gave the message of the king that I have received complaint and allegation against you. And he, as a result, he said that we should arrest you and take you to him. But at the same time, they also told him that we must not, the governor has said, we must not be harsh to you. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wait 2 or 3 days and then I will reply to this message." So they agreed. They agreed to wait, and but we should tell you that have the misconception and do not reply, and the king is angry. If this happen, then the Arab will not survive. And he will bring the whole Arabia to ruin because he is a powerful king. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, yes, okay, you better wait 2 or 3 days. They came the next day. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, stay a little longer. They came back 3rd day, but the Holy Prophet ﷺ continued to tell them to wait. The 3rd day, they said, the time that we agreed had passed, and the king will be angry with us. Please accompany us. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, let me give you the answer. Last night my God has killed your God, and now go back and inform your governor. So they came to Yemen and told the governor, this is the reply we have received. He was an intelligent man. He said, if this is the reply he has given to the king of Persia, this must be true, so wait. And so they continued to wait, and after 10 or 12 days the ship came to Yemen. They always have someone to know what is the news. He was told there is the flag which is hoisted is not of the existing king. It is of a different type. So the king said, better gather the news. And they must have brought some message. So when those ambassadors visited the governor, he said, the king has given me the letter, and there was a stamp of a different king. So when he opened it, it was stated that looking at the harsh behavior of the previous king, we have killed him on such and such night, and now we have taken the control. So this was exactly the night during which the Holy Prophet ﷺ has said that my God has killed your God. And he has also said, make everyone to submit to me. And he also had added that the previous king has sent a message to arrest a prophet. That message is no longer applicable and we annul it. And that governor had developed a link with Islam, and there was an awe of Islam established in his heart, and it is reported he accepted Islam. There are untold incidents of this nature which show that Allah had always helped and support the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah had to help his beloved Prophet, and he continued to help him, but the Holy Prophet ﷺ always kneeled to God, and to attain his help and support, he always paid attention and supplicated to him, and prayed to God at each and every step. Hazrat Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, reports that the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to say, O my Lord, help me and support me, and do not help the enemy against me. Give me success, and do not let the enemy succeed against me. Make a plan to support me, not against me. Guide me and provide guidance for me, and everyone who trespass limits against me, please make me successful against them. So this is a very complete prayer and a perfect prayer which everyone should supplicate in. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that by sending a chapter in the Holy Quran has showed the great stature and station of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that chapter is Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi sahabil fil. This is the chapter which was revealed when the Holy Prophet ﷺ was suffering great difficulties. And Allah supported him in that and comforted him that I will help you. And did you not see what Allah had, how Allah treated the Ashabul Fil, and had this frustrated their plan, and Allah sent small animals to destroy them. They had no weapons, but they only have sijil. Sijil are the dried clay. And there the Holy Allah has showed the Holy Prophet ﷺ, called the Holy Prophet ﷺ like the Kaaba. And Allah had given him support and help. And that whatever plans they make to destroy you and whatever action they take, Allah will ruin them and frustrate them, and Allah frustrate their plans. You do not need to make great plans, as Allah had destroyed those who had come with the elephants to destroy. So this will always be the case. Whenever the Ashabi feel will be born, Allah will bring into action a plan to destroy them. So now for this support and help, Allah has raised the son and the in-depth lover of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, that is promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And through him, inshallah, Allah will continue to help and support Islam. And this is our task and our duty, that we should always continue to supplicate for Allah's help and support and strengthen our faith continuously. And whatever promises Allah has made with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should not lose them as a result of some arrogance or pride or some ignorance, and they must never even have any thought of pride as a result, arrogance as a result. And in this connection, whatever promises he has made with Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the sincere servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah has made promises, made the promises to help and support, may we witness them in our life. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله